I'm Jeff Booth, and this is The Big Picture here on The Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. So it seems like every time we do one of the Wednesday shows, it's about war. There's a war on gay people, the war on women, and we've got a war on immigrants, but that's not really a topic that we cover, but it's another one of the wars. And we got kind of a war on kids, too, which we covered last week. But there's one war that seems very narrowly focused. I mean, when you have a war on women, that's a lot of people. When you have a war on kids, that's a lot of people. When you have a war on even the gay community, that's still a lot of people. But it's their war against transgender people that seems the most baffling, the most vicious. And it targets a relatively small number of people with maximum misery. And then I don't get it. Why they have to go after transgender people, who are an extremely vulnerable part of the population, why they target them, I don't know. And the stuff they go after them with is just vicious, basically calling them pedophiles. Adult men dressed as women are going to go into the bathroom and rape your children. Well, you know, they can do that without dressing as a woman. If you like boys, you just go right in there and go ahead and do it. But it doesn't happen that often, because it's way too easy to get caught and get arrested, because it's a public bathroom. Anybody could just walk in. So if you're going to sexually assault someone, a public restroom is not exactly the best place to do that. The only way if you could get away with it is if there were no one around and unlikely to walk in. And if that were the case, you wouldn't have to dress as a woman to go in there. You could just go right on in and rape whoever you wanted. But again, bathroom rape isn't a thing, even by heterosexual people, let alone transgendered people. There's no cases. But since they don't have any real reasons to object and to try to make transgender people's lives miserable, this is what they go for. Now, back in April, Trump's absolutely ridiculous transgender military ban went into effect. The Supreme Court upheld it. But only because we have a completely corrupt and illegitimate Supreme Court that is going to continue to make absolutely batshit insane decisions. It's taken them a lot of years. Republicans have finally packed the court with far-right extremists who have nothing good in mind for gay people or children or especially transgendered people. Now, I don't know what's going to happen with overturning everything from abortion to gay marriage. This is a court that wants to do all that. I'm not sure they want to do it before the election, though. That's quite the hot potato, and it wouldn't surprise me if they waited until after the next election to do that sort of thing. So basically, Don't Ask, Don't Tell is back for trans service members, although, you know, it's sometimes pretty clear, and you can tell. So they don't have to tell, you can just tell by looking. Plus, you know, you have all their medical information, so it's not as easy for them to hide. According to the nonpartisan Palm Center, which studies LGBTQ military issues, they said, the policy is insidious in operation, but designed to be as comprehensive a ban as possible. In that sense, it is a perfect parallel to the failed Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy, also sold as not being a ban, although designed to systematically push gay people out of military service, or at least keep them silent and invisible. And the problem is that other than extreme animus, there is absolutely no reason for a transgender ban at all. Now, Trump makes a big deal about, oh, we're doing it because the medical costs are so high. Well, as has been pointed out, the military spends more for Viagra than it ever has for transgendered people on medical issues. But the president doesn't even get that much. Trump said recently when he appeared on the Piers Morgan Good Morning Britain show, he said that his reasoning for not allowing transgender Americans to serve in the military was, and I'm quoting, because they take massive amounts of drugs, they have to, and also, and you're not allowed to take drugs. You're in the military, you're not allowed to take any drugs. And as usual, he displays his appalling ignorance about virtually everything in the universe. Some transgendered people do take prescription hormone drugs. Some do not. Some don't have gender reassignment surgery. One of the most ridiculous things he said in that interview was that If a military member took aspirin following a medical procedure, they would have to break rules and regulations in order to have that. That is patently false. It's ridiculous. It's stupid. U.S. military personnel take prescription drugs just like everybody else, and it's perfectly legal. So, in fact, every single one of his excuses for this ridiculous ban is false, is not true, and is a little bit crazy. Which is just so Trump. Of course, this wasn't the original excuse they came up with. When they proposed this back in July of 2017, Sarah Sanders came out and said that transgender service erodes military readiness and unit cohesion. Now, I don't know which fat ass, hers or Trump's, they pulled this supposed information out of, but there's no study showing that at all. And there was a report that came out from the military that said that they were not allowed to give hormone drugs to enlisted men. But that's not true. The military health system covers all approved medically necessary treatments and medications. So if you have a hormone deficiency for any reason, you would be prescribed hormones by a military doctor, and you would take them. Yesterday, in a 243-183 vote in the House of Representatives, they voted to block the ban on transgender military service members. That means they only got 8 Republicans to join them to stop a ban that absolutely makes no sense and is unjustified by either science or military readiness. That's kind of pathetic. It now goes to the Senate, where it will disappear into the black hole in Mitch McConnell's heart, along with all other legislation, because Mitch McConnell doesn't do legislation, even though he's supposedly leading a bunch of legislators. He believes his only job should be getting in the most extremist right-wing judges, and that's a good plan for locking in their extremism for decades. But actually doing the work of the legislature, McConnell has absolutely no interest and is blocking everything. Nothing is getting passed. Nothing. This isn't just a do-nothing Congress. This is a do-absolutely-nothing Republican Senate. The Democrats have been sending them lots of legislation that is very popular, but once it gets to the Senate, it's gone. Because Mitch apparently is only interested in judges and seeing how much money he and his wife can get from Russia and China, apparently. So there's that. It's one of the more obvious and obnoxious of the things that they're doing to transgender people, but there's a whole lot more. Obama put in place medical protections for transgendered people. The Department of Health and Human Services is taking them away. According to Mara Kisling, who's executive director for the National Center for Transgender Equality, she said in a statement, "Predicated on little more than prejudice, this proposal will abandon 2 million Americans who already face significant barriers to accessing adequate and life-saving health care. This is not about free health care or special treatment. It's about the right of every American to be treated with dignity when they walk into an emergency room, meet a doctor, or find the right insurance plan. If permitted, this rule will promote ignorance and hate that no American should have to face while seeking care, and we're ready to fight it with everything we've got." Well, the guy behind this is the head of the Department of Health and Human Services Office of Civil Rights. He's not a civil rights guy. His main priority has been to try to use religion as an excuse to discriminate against several groups that Republicans now dislike, especially gay people. Roger Severino, who is head of the Office of Civil Rights, according to the Human Rights Campaign, is a radical anti-LGBTQ activist. And you do a little research and he's even more horrible than that. At HUD, under Ben Carson, they're changing the rules enabling sex discrimination against homeless transgender individuals. It is truly foul and disgusting that they're using religion as an excuse to promote hate. They go after transgender people with things big and small. There was the transgender person who was an immigrant in ICE custody seeking asylum. He was beaten to death. And of course, the Trump administration is promoting religious freedom exemptions that would allow you to discriminate against transgender people and gay people across the board. And of course, it continues to happen all over the country. Indiana State lawmaker Representative Bruce Borders dressed up as Elvis Presley to introduce his bill that would deny transgender people a place to go pee, with another of the endless bathroom bills. And that's where we are. Hatred and discrimination coming from the very top of our government.